dancing on. yonder Gabriel. Put your foot on the land and sea. Don't you blow that trumpet till you hear from me.
Tuned in and to Night Train Radio on AM 1610 Hamtramck und auch auf Radio Lora natürlich. Und ich habe einen Studiogast da, und zwar der Michael Hurt. Und what did we just hear?
That was the Whirlwind Evangelists on Fortune Records.
On Fortune Records. So did they record, before they recorded, how did they start off? I mean, just brief how they started off. What kind of music?
Well, gospel, country gospel, just like you just heard, but they're kind of a mystery, one of these Fortune mystery groups. We did find out they're actually from Alabama, probably around Tuscaloosa, Alabama. And I'm not sure if that's their first record. That was the only record we knew about. They did another record for Fortune, and those two records were the only two that we knew about. But we just discovered that they also recorded an EP for Loyal Records out of Birmingham, Alabama. And maybe there's, hopefully there's other recordings by them too. They're an amazing group.
Mm-hmm.
As you can hear, really cool.
Sure.
And the flip side of that song is a song called Ain't No Grave Gonna Hold My Body Down, which was done originally by Brother Claude Ely from Kentucky, West Virginia. And the song we heard prior to the Whirlwind Evangelist was a version of that done by a guy from Michigan, Carl Martin, and his trio on Irma Records, which was a label that was based in Flint, Michigan, and also was in Benton Harbor for a little while. And Carl Martin was up here. He was definitely a Michigan guy, probably from the South. Never been able to really find anything out about him. He did make a couple other records. He recorded also for a label called Pathway, that out of Ypsilanti, Michigan, that was owned by Red Ellis, who's a bluegrass, great bluegrass singer and band leader.
So there used to be a bluegrass scene almost, so those people kept their traditions here.
Yeah, exactly. There was a huge bluegrass scene here, and a lot of them are still playing up here. And we're going to hear a couple of those examples of that kind of music in a minute here. Trying to remember, do we have anything? But we better announce everything else.
Sure.
We had a whole bunch of songs
before
that.
So maybe you can hand me this record so I can cue it.
Oh, of course. I'll hand it to you. Here you go.
Thank you.
You're welcome. So before, to repeat, since we get so bogged down in the details, we had Jonah by the Whirlwind Evangelists on Fortune Records. We had Ain't No Grave Gonna Hold My Body Down by the Carl Martin Trio on Irma Records. Before that, we had Wayfaring Stranger by Dahlia and Bill Campbell on Pathway. And then before that, we had a song that's basically known as a hillbilly gospel song, but it was done by the Staple Singers and recorded here in Detroit. On D-Town Records, which is a label that Melvin Davis recorded for, owned by a guy named Mike Hanks. We don't really know why, but the Staple Singers, when they were on VJ around that same time in the early 60s, they made these two records up here in Detroit on D-Town, and that was one of them, I'll Fly Away. And before that, we had the Southern Four, who are still singing up here in Detroit, getting ready for that great day on Vaughn Records. Silver Harps with I'm Pressing On, another group who's still around and still performing on their own label, Silver Harp Records. And we started off with the Trumpelettes, Have You Tried My Jesus, on Bless Records.
Okay.
So it was quite a set.
And I think next, there's another Fortune on the turntable. What is it?
Well, it's an example of that, talking about the bluegrass scene up here in Michigan. This is one of the best groups, one of the most amazing groups, I think. You know, all their records are fantastic, and they recorded for Fortune and another label called Happy Hearts up here, Dearborn Records as well, and then they had their own label called Danville, which we'll play one of their Danville records in a minute too. It's Curly Dan and Wilma Ann and the Danville Mountain Boys, and it's a song about coming from Detroit, from West Virginia, coming, you know, like so many people did, you know, the northern migration coming up here from the south, and this is a song about it. It's called North on 23, 23 being the highway that a lot of these people took to come up here, the Hillbilly Highway, as they call it.
Okay. All right.
So, here it is.
Excitement, no new fear. teenage queen.